Dr. Andy Beck, a pediatrician at Cincinnati Children's, says the program had its roots in a study conducted at the hospital several years ago. The study found that a relatively high number, at least 30% of families with infants in the hospital's pediatric primary care center, were food insecure, meaning that they lacked the means to provide basic nutritional needs for themselves and their babies.
We found that about 15% or so of all families with infants reported to us that they had to stretch the formula to make it last over the course of a month. So that could mean that they were putting in extra water. They were limiting the amount of powder that they put in as they mixed a formula batch, or they spread the feeds over a longer time period over the course of the day. And this is just the reality that many families face if they have limited resources to purchase formula, but it can certainly have a health impact on kids, both in the short as well as the long term.
So if infants are receiving watered-down formula, shall we say, what are some of the possible health or growth repercussions of them doing this?
Probably the thing that we get most scared about in those situations, and this is kind of in the short-term or acute setting, is that it can cause some problems with a child's electrolytes that could lead to issues such as seizures. In the longer term, the things that are probably more common but difficult to see are developmental issues over the long term, so perhaps learning disabilities that could accrue. And it can cause some issues like anemia and vitamin and mineral deficiencies.
To deal with the problem, Cincinnati Children's has been working with the Free Store Food Bank since 2011. Kurt Reiber is president and CEO of the food pantry.
We have a grant that's been provided through Procter & Gamble, and we partner with Kroger in order to acquire the formula, and then the formula and diapers are provided to, right now, the pediatric clinic of Children's Hospital, as well as five other clinics around town. So what we've been able to do now is to provide over 1,000 babies with much-needed formula during this 3-year period.
As a result of the program, Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center has better access to the community and its needs. Pediatricians there have expanded their view of what constitutes preventive care, and the Free Store Food Bank is able to reach more food insecure parents to advise them about food resources available to them in the Cincinnati area. I'm Steve Hirschberg.